Hello, hello. Good morning, everyone. Good to see a few of the early birds up and at it already. Hey, morning, Kevin. Good to see you back from the land of Florida. Great to see you, mate. Jeff, morning, mate. How are you? Good to see you. Fantastic to have you here. Back at you, Jeff. I hope you have an awesome day too, mate. About to head on down to Sydney. We've been nominated at Positive for being a great place to work. So we're going to the Australian Financial Review's best places to work in Australia. Anyway, that's kind of cool, going there tonight. So in a different location this morning, down in the house, taking over my wife's office for the morning to do a wealth coffee chat. So I hope you're all well, folks. Good to see you on this morning. And I hope you're kicking off the day with a decent coffee. For those who don't know, I'll do the warm-ups as we do. Jason Witten's my name. Most of you know that, though. And if you've been around a while, then you're familiar with it. But if you're brand new, if you're new to the show, welcome. Fantastic. Great to have you here. What do we do each day? At about 10 past 8, have been doing it for many years now. We hang out and talk about property investing. Why? Why do we talk about property investing? Well, I like property investing. Those who tune into the show like property investing. We believe in property investing as a very solid, straightforward idea of creating wealth for ourselves, our family, and our future. And we tune in each day to try and stay on track because it's not as easy as others would have you think, potentially. It's not as straightforward as it should be. There's plenty of distractions, misinformation, pontifications that are not necessarily going to help you get there. So each day we try and stay on track. Sort the fact from the fear, folks. And it's about 10 past 8. So that's what it is. I've been property investing well over 20 years. And coaching and helping property investors across Australia and New Zealand do the same. Done over 10,000 property deals, folks. That's right. That's the number. Over 10,000 properties I've helped with my team, helped our clients buy. So along the way, we've learned one or two things, or maybe even three, let's face it, about owning real estate for the long term. Simple, straightforward buy and hold residential real estate investing. And that's what we talk about here on Wealth to Coffee Chat. So there you go. That's the intro. That's the pontification. Opinionations. There you go. Morning. We've got Cole in the house. Good to see you. Alison, how you doing? Good to see you. There is Sunny as well. Thanks for joining. Thanks for popping along, team. Well, let's get into it today. I thought we might talk about a little bit of something. But I did this presentation quite a while ago, actually. I dusted it off. You know what? I did this presentation over a year ago. I don't know if many of you remember this one. I did it at mentoring one night. The four big drivers of property wealth for the next 30 years. What are they, folks? What are they? What do you guys think? Put it in the chat for me if you think you know what it is. What are the four big drivers? We talked about one yesterday, and I already said this a year ago, and I said it 3 years ago, matter of fact. And, you know, now all the special experts, 3 years late to the fucking party, excuse the French, are all now jumping on the bandwagon. What's the number one? I said this yesterday. There's four big drivers. Morning, Chris. Four big drivers for the future that are going to drive, you know, property wealth in the future. Four big drivers. What are they, folks? Put it in the chat if you think you know what they are. We talked about one yesterday. It's the obvious one to you and me. Anyone who's actually paying attention to the actual property market, it's an absolute no-brainer. But there's four massive drivers. I talked about one yesterday. Yeah, population for sure. Cole, it's connected to the one we talked about yesterday, which is... Dun, dun, dun. Let's have a little look. All right, let's get into it. All right, what are they? What are the big drivers, folks, that are going to drive the property prices in the next little bit? Now, listen, there's a few things that have driven the property world in the past 30 years, which are inflation controls, low interest rates, resources booms, urban sprawl and land content, folks. That's what's driven prices in the past. You know, now, is there going to be something that we're going to be benefiting from the future? Big one, the one that's here to stay, the one that's going to cause all sorts of grief in the next little bit. And we talked about it yesterday, folks, didn't we? And if you want to go and have a look at that one, team, go and have a look at that. The supply and demand, folks, the supply and demand issues that this country is facing. Absolutely disastrous at this moment in time. And, you know, it's a bit of a problem. I think we've got, I've got Siri going off on my laptop. Anyway, supply and demand issues, they're here to stay. You guys know, yep, they're right. Chris is on it. That's here to stay. We've got a problem. The supply is down, the demand is up, and it's going to take at least 10 years to fix it, if at all, because we've got some other issues. I did that one yesterday, but today I want to talk about this one, folks. I want to talk about this one. I'm going to do all four of these over the next little bit. I want to talk about this one, intergenerational wealth transfer. Intergenerational wealth transfer. The largest transfer of wealth in this history, in the world's history, the baby generation have had. Now, there's, you know, those who are carrying getting the baby boomers, you know, whatever. I think that's complete and absolute bullshit. You know, it is what it is. They were in position. They did the work. They've got the money. It's going to transfer. They don't get to keep forever, you know, et cetera, et cetera. But anyway, here's the drill. Over the next 10 years, folks, over 4 million Australians are going to retire in some way, shape, or form. I saw this stat the other day that over the next 10 years, close to 50%, now that's a pretty big number, close to 50%, and it actually was in real estate. So anyway, close to 50% of the owners of real estate businesses are going to change hands, change hands or retire. So, you know, that's a lot of people. Over the next 10 years, there's this massive chunk of very wealthy, cashed up Australians, lots of money in their homes, in their principal place of residences. They've benefited from that. And in their super, absolutely huge amounts of super, right? What are they going to do? What are 4 million Australians going to do? Now, tell me in the chat, this is where you guys got to play along. What do wealthy people do when they retire? Talk to me. Tell me in the chat, what do they do? They're 60, they're 65. What do they do? What are the things that they do? There's two or three things that they do at that moment in time, folks. And maybe some of you are thinking about it right now. Try not to give the answer away. But what do they do? Tell me in the chat, folks. Wealthy Australians over the next 10 years or more are going to do a bunch of stuff, which will, this is the piece, folks, this intergenerational wealth transfer is going to drive wealth, is going to drive property prices. What are they going to do? Put that in the chat for me. They're going to travel. You're dead right, Alison. They might travel. They might be in reverse order there, but there's three or four things that they will do, right? Number one, they will either downsize, right? Yep, trade up. Exactly, Chris. Or they call it right size, folks. They call it right size. Anyway, we're seeing this. We're seeing, yep, they're going to travel for sure, downsize. Yep, so they'll downsize or right size. Number two, that's a two, by the way, terrible two. Two, that they will, yep, they're going to sell assets, yep, and they're going to, you know, give some money to their family, okay? So they will give some money to family. Number three, they're going to travel and have fun, all right? That's the three things that I see most wealthy people talking about doing. I'm gonna downsize, sell some assets. I'm gonna have plenty of cash. And so, look at this one right here for me. These two are going to drive property prices. We're going to unlock some wealth. What do they buy, folks? So They're going to downsize and sell a massive house, usually a massive house. And then what do they buy? Tell me that one in the chat as we go along, because I'm going to talk about this sort of stuff. So, you know, the majority of the wealth, folks, right now is in housing. If you can see this, and super, so housing and super, baby boomers will pass on. They're going to buy an apartment. Cole, yeah, apartments and villas. Folks, if people are going to downsize and travel, they do not want, they want high quality hotel based or luxury apartments. You're dead right, Brian, Allison, Cole. And we're seeing this, folks. We're seeing it like everywhere at the moment. It's unbelievable, unbelievable. Check this out, right? So the baby boomers are going to transfer an estimated $224 billion, right? And create a $3.5 trillion cash bonanza transferring to young Australians. All right. So what are they all going to do? What's a young Australian going to do if they get some money from mum and dad? There's two things. They're going to, the older Australians are going to downsize and buy quality properties. All right. They're going to live in. The young ones are going to buy maybe their first homes or, you know, a quality apartment as well, you know, because the houses are going to be more expensive. And they're going to be a little bit maybe out of their price range, right? It's all in housing, all in super. So, we have a look at this, right? Have a look at the, $224 billion. COVID, that's just 1 year of COVID was 291. And there's $224 billion going into the economy every year for the next 10, 15, 20 years, folks. This is massive. It is the most massive wealth transfer we've ever seen. What's going on? The transfer from this generation, okay, is going that way, okay, in wealth, all right? So it's a pretty interesting time to be a property investor, that's for sure. But check this out. Here's the drill. Over 25% of properties, folks, 25% of properties were bought, 25% were bought without a mortgage, right? Do they give a rat's ass about interest rates, folks? They don't care, all right? Yeah, listen, we all need to adopt some rich grandparents. You're dead right. Yeah. But I'm telling you, you have a think about the average Aussie who's lived for 40, 50 years in Sydney, who bought a house in Sydney 40 years ago and they still own it, right? What's the house worth right now, folks? Seriously, you know, it's probably the big quarter acre yard. You know, it's worth a mozzah. So over 25%, folks, this is unheard of in property. They don't need a mortgage. They're not worried about, interest rates are 7%. They don't give a shit. They don't give a rat's. They don't care, right? They got cash. Boom, I'll buy it. I'll take it. Boom, boom, boom. They don't care, right? This is really interesting, right? As we go along the way, the largest portion of cash properties, check this out. Oh no. I think I messed it up. There we go. We're back. Are we back? Is it sharing? Oh, it dropped out. Give me a second. Press the wrong button. All right. Let's see. We're back. The largest portion of cash bought properties last year, folks, was in Queensland, right? Queensland, followed by New South Wales and Victoria, okay? Broadbeach, yeah, Gold Coast. And this is interesting, you know. When they say regional areas, that's Sunshine Coast, Gold Coast, like fringe areas in the cities, right? So as we go, which is pretty interesting, right? And then dwelling sales, check this out, over $2 million, Southeast Queensland and Seaboard. Have a look at the change in 2020. Less than 30,000 paid more than $2 million. Following along, and it's a little bit messy here, but you know. And then in one, 60,000, double in the land of purchasing. All right, as we go along. So, where's it happening? You know, the capital cities, the top end, are getting some good momentum. In some of the cheaper cities, so the bottom end is still paying attention. But if you have a look at Sydney and Melbourne and Brisbane's coming in, those places, yep, that's right, Jeff. It's those cities on the edges of the cities. It's the locations on the edges of the cities that are getting lots of attention for the downtowns right now. Amazing. And it is so well priced. Like, it is waterfront living. Unbelievable. Internet, folks. But you get the drill conversation today. And proximity is going to play always a thing. You know, within 20K of the city, you have a look at this. Like, this is where the so it helps when it comes to structural shift. Okay, I'll finish it there because the old internet is playing up, unfortunately, which is very, very annoying as we're going along. But there you go, team. All right, well, that's it from me today, folks. Wealth Coffee Chat done and dusted. The internet's beaten me today, unfortunately, but you get the drill. I will, over the next week or so, go through those four drivers, folks. The four drivers are supply and demand. Right, the intergenerational wealth transfer, supply and demand, intergenerational wealth transfer, flight to quality, folks, flight to quality and live, work, play. All right, those are the four drivers that are going to drive the property wealth in this next 30 years as we go along. So it's going to be an interesting one. Anyway, there you go. I might try and repeat that one again because the old internet played up. Tell me, folks, in the chat if it was actually fine at your end, or was it just playing funny buggers at my end? All right, team, that's it. I'm done and dusted. Wealth Coffee Chat over and out. You'll have Cass on tomorrow for property management, so enjoy. And I'll see you guys on Thursday, but make sure you come tomorrow for all things property management. Cass will be there. That's it, folks. Wealth Coffee Chat's done and dusted from me. Over and out. See you, folks. Have a good one. Cheers. Bye-bye.